That's my favorite part of the show right there. We can go home now.
Today's news.
So, welcome to the Type 1 Radio Lounge news bongi.
So, straight off the bat, Swami, do you know the name of the celebrity threesome that's over here?
Do you not?
No, who is it?
Apparently, it's Elton.
Elton John?
Yeah.
And a threesome. Who's the other lot then?
I don't know.
Last thing I heard about Elton John was how he was feeling up and harassing one of his security guys. I have no clue. This Swami has no idea what you're referring to. Kindly explain.
Well, there's a super injunction over here right now. The
no, it's only an injunction. It's not a super injunction. Super injunction means
is it not a super?
No, a super injunction means you have to. You're not even allowed to say that there's an injunction.
Oh, okay.
Double secret probation.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. What have I got news for you last night? For the first watch telly for the first time in ages of that ilk, anyway. Uh-huh. And yeah, they were all joking about it, and they were saying, like, I tried to look it up today, and it just said, well, it's been published in America, but not in Britain. Well, it's been published in America and Scotland, but not England. And Google, when you put a search into Google over here, it says, yeah, Google's forbidden to divulge this information, which is kind of weird, isn't it?
Who are we talking about?
Well, that's because your IP address for your computer, it's saying that you're in the UK, or in England.
Yeah, sure.
So maybe if you use a VPN.
Okay, stand by. I'm going to throw UK threesome.
This is Type 1 journalism.
Yeah, here we are. This is how it works. Everybody can do this at home, but
not if you
celebrity threesome injunction from the Telegraph. Judge warns couple their children are bound to find out the truth. Judges who gagged the media from reporting on a celebrity couple's extramarital threesome told them it was now too late to stop their children from finding out.
But kids, like, really quite young?
Who are we talking about? What exactly couple? Which
I thought it was Elton. Would it be Elton John?
Well, has he got a kid?
Yeah, well, they do. But they've
and it's plural.
They have adopted.
He's just adopted.
Yeah.
They got more than one?
Yeah, I think they've got a couple.
Because they say children, not their child.
I think they've got a couple.
I think they did.
I think they did a Jolie.
Yeah, or a Madonna.
Or a Madonna.
So yeah, so we're still clear. You don't know the couple then, like, no? Because apparently they're celebrity. It's a celebrity couple.
Well, I suppose he's not really a celebrity, is he? But
Elton.
No, well, no, Furnish.
He's a fucking superstar.
Yeah, Furnish though. Do you think he might be
Furnish, right? Or
do you think it might be someone like Beckham?
Well, I don't know.
Because they're both really famous, and their kids are sort of old enough.
That would be great. Oh, let's pray it's Beckham and a gay threesome
with Elton.
Well, I don't know. None the wiser. That's why I couldn't wait to talk to Swami to see, because the story had been published in America. The names had been given out.
Did you not ring your mum to see if she'd read it in the paper?
No. Now,
hang on, still. This is only from Huffington Post.
Yeah, I read that Huffington Post thing. That tells you nothing.
Oh, okay. I'm not coming across anything with names.
No names yet. Or nothing there, right? Okay.
No, sorry.
bizarre. That was quite funny because a week ago, David Furnish was in the press over here saying that he should get a title because Elton's, because they're married.
Oh yeah.
And over here the rule, you become like if I got a knighthood, Fi would be Lady Fi. That'd be Sir Steve.
Sir Gaddafi.
So David Furnish is. Yeah, just saw Steve. And I met a guy this week who was born in Benghazi. He's fucking like, what? He showed me his passport and everything. I was like, wow. He's English, like, you know, but he's he was actually born in Benghazi because his parents were working over there at the time, like in the 30s when he was born. He was like an old guy.
Could he get dual citizenship?
I don't know. He's got a British passport. He's got a UK passport, so I don't know. It just says, you know, place of birth, Benghazi. I did swear, actually. I went, oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah, it's quite. Because I told them, we were talking about music and how I'd come to be called Gaddafi, or come to call myself Gaddafi.
Ah, there's the Libyan connection.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we've got a... another Libyan connection is very odd, which we can't really talk about, sort of thing. But it's just like come out of the blue as well that someone else we know's got Libyan connections. It's mad.
Yeah.
Small world.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still don't want to have to paint it.
Yeah. That's going to take a lot longer than the fourth bridge, isn't it? Let's be honest.
So no clues on the names then? No.
No, I'm not finding anything. Some updates saying that the names could be released within hours, but nothing popping up with, oh, here it is, you know.
It gave out two initials.
It was PJS.
PJS?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like Peter Stringfield or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, it's allegedly a committed couple that is in an open relationship.
What? So they're
is
they're,
the they're, what I've come.
They're in some sort of mental health establishment.
So they're committed to be not being committed. Fucking hell! There's some weirdos around, aren't there? It really is. But you must have seen the other story, Nick, that's been prominent this week about what's his name. Name again. He's basically the culture secretary, Peter Whittingdale.
Oh yeah, Whittingdale. Yeah. So.
Whittingdale. Yeah. This guy, Swami, is in charge of the press. Over, he's the government minister in charge of the press, and mm-hmm. he dated a sex worker for 6 months, and the press knew about it, but didn't publish the story. So do you think they had him? And, and what one guy describes him as the Daily Mail's little pet.
He does look a bit like a gerbil.
But yeah, not only was he a sex worker, she was a dominatrix, and he met her on a dating website.
Yeah,
so
he met her on Match.com.
That's how people get together nowadays, so, you know, whatever.
But how did he not know that she was a prostitute, though?
That's what and what kind of relationship did they have? Did he... were they going for tea and cakes and sort of walks in the park, or were they fucking... oh, with the strapping each other through like a wheel and setting on fire.
Dripping candle.
Yeah.
It would be kind of hard to enjoy tea and cakes with a ball gag in your mouth, you know.
Maybe he's the original 50 Shades of Grey.
Certainly one shade of grey, I know that. Fucking hell.
But the notion of a Tory MP frequent or seeing a prostitute and or a dominatrix, it doesn't seem to surprise the populace anymore, does it?
No.
Because even though that's a pretty big story. The reaction to it's not really been that.
No. But you know the conspiracy of it is that you know nothing was reported.
But wasn't this a couple of years ago that he was with her? And he was actually taking her to government functions and things.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't like he was, getting bound up and well and stuff like that. They were actually going out and, doing social stuff.
Yeah, so it wasn't like a Strauss Kahn, or maybe initially no. It was, but they loved each other.
Fell in love over the gallows. How romantic. But yeah, well, it's just getting back to the days of the sort of the Thatcher Tory years, isn't it, with the sleaze things just bubbling over.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, it's just going to be scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal, and we're all just going to fucking sit back and go,
We're just about due for an Orange and Poppers story. Auto-asphyxiation.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, we haven't had one of them for a while, have we?
No.
Well, this Swami found a lovely story to present at some point during the show of 18 words in the English language that mean very different things in Britain and America.
Oh, yeah. What? Is this come
like on? Fanny.
Is this come off the Trump fart debacle?
Not that I'm aware of. But
I'll give you
those
a bong.
Would be two more.
I'll give you a bong.
You want to do it now?
Yeah, go for it.
There we go.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Bong. Okay. As the old adage says, you say tomatoes, I say tomatoes. Let's call the whole thing off, right? Ever since the might of the British Empire was expelled from the United States, ordinary folk from both sides of the pond have chuckled at each other's use of the English language and pronunciation. Here are several important examples you'll need to remember, simply to make sure no one gives you a weird look when you're off on your holiday. Number one, a jumper. In the UK, this is a woolen pullover sweater worn in the winter. In the US, this is someone who commits suicide by leaping from a bridge or a building.
It still means the same over here as well. We've got double usage.
Yes, but we don't call ugly sweaters jumpers. So there's the difference. Number two, a rubber. In the UK, this is an eraser. In the UK, this is an eraser on a pencil. In the US, of course, that's a condom or prophylactic. Number three, a nappy. In the UK, this is something that a baby wears. It's a noun, like a diaper. In the US, nappy means frizzy or curly hair that's out of control. It's an adjective, not a noun. Number four.
Yeah, folks, I'm a nappy head.
Number four, the first floor. In the UK, it's the floor above the ground floor.
Yep.
In the US, that would be the ground floor. We don't call it first floor. It's ground floor. Then you go up to the second floor. But in the UK, you start on the ground floor, then go up to the first floor.
So you mean that in the States, you don't have a first floor?
No, generally it'll have a G on the elevator button for ground floor.
So you
then go up to two.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. Number six, a casket. In the UK, a casket is a word for a jewelry box. In the US, a casket is what you put a dead body in to bury it. Same as a coffin.
Now, that would be a casket in maybe Dickensian times.
Yeah.
But now nobody calls a jewelry box a casket, do they? Oh,
no. Okay. Well, I'm just reading this. When during my time there, casket was never an issue. So. Number 7, fancy dress. In the UK, fancy dress is considered informal party wear, like dressing up as a well-known character. In the US, formal party wear, but like ball gowns, black tie, you know.
Yeah.
That you're looking fancy.
So it's formal.
You're all dressed up fancy. You got your fancy dress.
Fancy pants.
Yeah. Oh, it's fancy dress. Turn up like a clown or something.
Number 8.
You're making sure. Look good now in your fancy dress.
Sorry,
Swami. No, that's fine. We're supposed to have fun with this, you know? Number 8, a flapjack. In the UK, this is a flat oatmeal snack. In the US, that's a pancake.
What the hell?
Oh. Oh, good. I thought
it was going to be something kind of it's a personal what? Area of the body.
It's a what? What is it in the US, did you say again?
Pancake.
A pancake.
A pancake is a flapjack.
Is a flapjack. Flapjack was more of a term in the Old West and, you know, that sort of thing. That region, that time period. Nobody too much here goes around looking for flapjack mix. You go get pancake mix.
Do you have such a thing as a country flapjack over there?
Nope, got no clue what you're talking about.
But
we have pancake.
Okay.
Over here.
Go on, Faye.
Sorry, go. I was going to say, over here, a country pancake is what you might find in the field where the cattle have been.
No. Oh, that's a cow pie or, cow pie. Yeah. Cow patties. So.
We call them country pancakes.
Now
pancakes. Number 5.
So this is a country flapjack. It's just clicked there with Steve. Did you hear the bong?
Did you hear the top of Milton.
Is that a trump? Number 9. A geezer. In the UK, a geezer is a gang member or a tough guy. In the US, a geezer is an elderly man.
I'd say over here, a geezer would be like a London wide boy more than like a gangster.
More in the south, isn't it? You wouldn't get that expression up north.
It's sort of calmed down quite a lot. It's become quite a.
It's kind of a
colloquialism these days.
Yeah, it's just a term that.
Or like, gays are.
Yeah.
Sort of. So yeah.
People use to one another.
Yeah, it's not. It may have been in the. Is this article from the fucking 50s or something?
I don't know. I came across it. I just thought, hey, this will be funny to tell.
No, it's good fun. I'm enjoying it. Go on, number 10.
Number 10. Homely. In the UK, used to describe a comfortable, cozy house.
Yep.
In the US, that is used to describe a person who is ugly. No, it is. If you talk about a homely girl, she's either very, very plain or ugly. That's how it's used.
That's polite.
And that's being polite, yes. That's like a Southern thing.
Yeah.
Over here, you just say maybe she's a bit of a munter.
What was that word?
Munter.
How do you spell that?
Think monster without the S.
Oh, all right. Got it. Okay. See? Wow. Okay. New syllables to...
to be fair, that anyone used to fill that one, isn't
you guys will like this please one. Number 11. A hoo-ha. In the UK... In the UK, a hoo-ha is an argument or disagreement. In America, a hoo-ha is female genitalia. So, you hoo-ha owners are part of the call. Enjoy the funniness there. Okay.
Well... We were having a bit of a hoo-ha, number Steve, two. Weren't we?
Yes, have two children.
So, number 12, a moot point. A moot point, M-O-O-T. In the UK, this is something that is up for debate. In the US, it is something that is completely irrelevant.
I think, well, it's actually a law term, isn't it?
Yeah.
Moot point.
And if it ain't, you're standing pretty close to somebody smart when you hear it. But, yeah. Okay.
And I think it pretty much does mean the American, what you said about that it's a dead argument. I think they use that a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, it's unworthy of any further discussion.
Moot point?
Yeah. So I think
but
got...
not mute, moot.
Yeah, yeah, moot.
M-O-O-T.
Yeah. M-O-O-T-R.
Okay, number 13, nervy. In the UK, yeah. Nervous or prone to fidget. In the US, nervy is bold or confident.
They're completely the opposite, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've heard that people have been confident.
Yeah, nervy.
Number 14, peckish. In the UK, this is slightly hungry.
Yeah, bit peckish. Yeah.
In the US, peckish means irritable or angry.
So don't go into a McDonald's and go, I'm a bit peckish. You might get a bit offended.
Shout security.
Yeah, it gets used both ways, rarely, but it's not like it's something we hear or use all the time around here. 15, a run-in. In the UK, a run-in is the end of a race. In the US, it's an argument or a dispute.
No, but that can be over here.
That over here as well. You have a run. You can have a run in with a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a run in with so and so today. You know, you could say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's generic.
Could even be a bit of a fisticuff.
Yeah.
Number 16, shattered. In the UK, shattered would refer to being physically exhausted.
Yeah.
In the US, this is emotionally devastated.
Yeah. I think that's another one that can cross
that's
over.
That's a fluid one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 17, solicitor. In the UK, this is a legal representative. In the US, it's a door-to-door salesman.
But also over here, it's another name for a prostitute.
I thought you were going to sell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a salesman, if you...
You break it down, imagine. And finally, number 18, through. THROUGH. In the UK, through... would refer to like during lunch hours. In the US, it would mean up until lunch hours.
Oh.
Couple in there.
So, yeah. There we go. 18 English words, perfectly usable on either continent or country, but potentially meaning vastly different
things. Well, Somebody. 19 would be Trump. Over here, it means to fart.
To relieve you.
Yeah. To
play a solo on the butt trumpet. Yeah, okay.
And in America, it means what? Donald?
An orange skinned man. Yes, yeah.
Drumpf.
There's also fag.
Yeah?
In the States, a fag is
a gay man, like myself.
You use a cigarette.
Yep.
Funny, a guy.
Say again, Norma.
She wants to know where the term for toilet, loo, came from.
It's a derivative of lavatory, I think.
Yeah.
That's just so silly. It's been one of those silly British words I just thought was silly.
Because they shortened it to lavy. And then maybe loo came off that.
Latrine. Yeah. No, it's actually full on latrine.
Oh, all right.
No.
No, that's latrine.
No. Latrine. Yeah, no, but it's not lutrine.
Well,
it?
Lavatory was latrine, but who knows?
Yeah,
curious things. We don't call it a water closet here or a WC. It's the toilet, the bathroom.
That's pretty much it.
Restroom, right. No. Not like anyone goes in there to rest. No.
Yeah.
You don't go in and take a nap, you know.
Ew. That's just nasty.
Yeah.
Maybe change a nappy.
No, Dan came around this afternoon and told us he had to go to the toilet for an hour.
Yeah, now you can do that because they have them tables in the women's bathrooms here.
They have them in the men's rooms, too.
Do they?
Yeah. That's cool. And now they have what they're calling family bathrooms. I'm not sure what all is supposed to go on in there, but I avoid
it. That would sound a bit weird to Americans saying, I'm going into the loo to change the nappy.
Right. That's going to take your hair off. What?
Yeah.
Is there a barber's in there?
Wow, it's a classic. That's a fancy joint, that one.
Yeah, nappy change. On
the subject of toilets, did I see that Bruce Springsteen refused to play a concert in St. Louis?
Because North Carolina, because of the LGBT thing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What didn't they have?
Because they didn't have gender thingy toilets. It was only men and women. There wasn't. Everybody, so he refused.
For God's sake.
So Bruce Springsteen, that big old macho motherfucker from New Jersey.
So who was going to see him? Was it other than men and women?
A load of trannies, apparently.
What kind of DNA test would have proved otherwise?
Bruce Springsteen's been a bit sensitive, hasn't he? The fucking.
Didn't he just play somewhere like somewhere where homosexuality is illegal? Maybe somewhere in Africa, just before this.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just saw it and I thought,
Also, relative to the North Carolina LGBT intolerant thing, a certain, I don't recall the name of it, but a certain porn site is now not allowing people with IP addresses in North Carolina to access their site.
Why is that?
I don't know why.
They're losing just money. Reporting. I mean, it's not hurting the people of South Carolina, that's for sure.
North Carolina. Yeah, so there we go.
So I think he's just been playing in South Africa. Bruce Springsteen, where I'm sure people you know, that come under the banner of LGBT, whatever else they're going to put onto the stick onto us lot. where I'm sure that it's pretty illegal to be gay over there. Is it not? You know, it's not the most progressive of countries. Really?
No.
They've got dollar bills, so Bruce is going to turn up there.
Well, they've got rands. Don't know about dollars.
We've got to find dollars from somewhere for Bruce. Bruce is American. He only deals in dollars. My African friends.
Well, unless of course they've got some gold handy, that would be that would be the smart thing.
Well, yeah, South Africa does have shitloads of gold and diamonds.
Yeah,
but it doesn't belong in Africa. That's the only problem. It belongs to America.
America. We watched that again the other day. Oh, so funny.
On purpose? Brilliant.
Well, Team America, yeah. And Howard was singing, I'm so lonely. Oh, Kim Jong Il.
They've been in the news lately, haven't they?
Who, the Ills?
Kim, the Youngs. Yeah, well, haven't they now got some sort of missile that could potentially reach America? And there was a bit of a hoo-ha.
They're testing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plus, they've got a satellite up now, and who knows what's in that.
We just have to fucking.
Did you see this story? I saw it yesterday. about this is just so like transhumanist, and I remember in one of Max's videos about transhumanism, he was saying that this was gonna occur, and now I'm like talking about it openly. Instead of sending, big spaceships out into deep space, they're gonna just send little basic, USB-type device.
Yeah. It's a postage stamp sized thing that rides on light waves that they're planning to send to Mars. To Alpha Centauri within a generation. They say that it, by riding light waves, this thing can make it to Pluto or Mars in like 5 days. So that's way outside this Swami's capability to
conceive of. Prove it. Show me. Show me you do that fucking.
But yeah, this is something Hawking is part of the Hawking and the Facebook guy Zuckerberg and some Russian business magnate are behind this.
$5 billion.
I'm probably Elon Musk in the mix as well.
We need £5 million to make a postage-sized stamp-shaped thing to ride on light waves. They must be pissing themselves. They are having such a laugh.
Yeah, we'll have two of those, please, Stephen. Go on.
It's going to cost $8 trillion.
Do you want first class or second class? You're going to send it fucking when you get
need
signed
a signature,
fucking signature
when it gets there. Interesting.
But one of the interesting things about the announcement of this is that it's been announced with this that they are looking for intelligent life, because obviously there's none here. But
there's none among them. Yeah.
See if we can find some intelligent life, and we'll sell them one of these postage stamps.
Yeah.
And how do you know they're intelligent? Well, they won't fucking buy one, so they're probably going to be pretty smart. Yeah, fucking hell. Yeah, I've seen these sort of stories and I've just gone, oh, you know what? I haven't got time. I'm sorry. More churning out of the same.
Did you see that our future king and his wife been touring India and they've...
So, I saw that she had a Marilyn Monroe moment.
And what, with the dress coming up?
Yeah.
Well, she's also had a Diana moment, didn't she?
She had a Diana moment, exactly. Yeah, she sat in Diana's bench outside the Taj Mahal.
And with the legs the same.
He talked about having a Taj Mahal sort of legend or something like that. Because the guy who built the Taj Mahal's wife died, didn't she? And he built that as a... He finished
mausoleum.
It as a mausoleum. Yeah. So, oh my God, Kate's going to get it.
Yeah.
I think William's going to get
possibly.
It.
Possibly. If she's managed to complete the need for DNA, well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, she's complaining that she's sort of hiking and doing all these sort of strenuous stuff, but she still remains stylish. Fucking hell, she's wearing a caftan.
Which is of course, the most important.
It's just, yeah. See, the press have to tell us she's stylish because we can't work that out for ourselves. Because she's just such a plain. Charge of the fucking...
Well, you know, what do we know about style and not? Yes. We just have to go to shops to buy our clothes. We don't have people just making them to our exact specifications.
If we're lucky, we'll find a stylish, fancy fucking coat in a dumpster or something that we can wear that maybe Kate's thrown away.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
A coat of many colours.
Yeah, they've gone up to that sacred Buddhist monastery. Australian Bhutan, didn't they, that nobody's allowed in.
Yes.
They fucking just run through the front door. Yeah, we're here. Get on, you fucking...
Get the GTs out.
It's here, okay?
Yeah. Where are the kids when they're in India? Did they take them with them or? Are they left here under lock?
Oh no, have they been put in care? Because they're bad parents.
Yeah, fucking social services are brown.
Yeah, they've gone on holiday to India and left their kids at home.
Well, and they're on benefits as well, aren't they?
And they are. That's right. The people are looking after them. Terrible. But they've left them with Nanny and Grandad, haven't they?
Oh, let's hope not.
So, apparently it took 22 years and 20,000 men to erect the Taj Mahal. That is dedication for you, isn't it?
That is a difficult erection.
That's got to take some Viagra.
Indeed.
There goes the tumbleweed, folks.
Are there any other bombs?
Well,
Oh, sure. I got two more just sitting waiting.
Okay, well, do you want another bong? Here it is.
Headline. Why are thousands of millionaires fleeing Chicago and other major cities around the world? The elite are fleeing major cities around the globe at a staggering rate. In fact, the Chicago Tribune newspaper is reporting that approximately 3,000 millionaires left the city of Chicago alone during 2015. The same study discussed in that Chicago Tribune article found that 7,000 millionaires left Paris last year. So, why is this happening? Why are thousands of millionaires suddenly packing up and moving away from where they've lived. Could it be possible they have many of the same concerns that preppers do about what is coming? For quite a while, I've been writing about how the elite have been preparing for the coming collapse. But I had no idea that literally thousands of them are packing up and permanently leaving our major cities. As mentioned above, the Chicago Tribune is reporting about 3,000 left the city of Chicago alone. But, of course, this is not just happening in Chicago, nor is it just an American phenomenon. Actually, the two cities lost the most millionaires are both in Europe. The French capital of Paris lost 7,000, followed by Rome, which lost 5,000. It's true that some of these millionaires are moving for tax reasons, but many others are quite concerned that humanity is hurtling toward a deeply apocalyptic future, and they want to get prepared for what is about to happen while they still have time. In Eastern Germany, one company known as Vivos has spent an enormous amount of money converting an underground facility built by the Soviets into the largest private shelter on the planet. It is called Europa One, and it is being billed as an ultra-luxury survival bunker for the elite. The following comes from their official website. Located in the heart of Europe is one of the most fortified and massive underground survival shelters on Earth, deep below a limestone mountain. Built by the Soviets during the Cold War, this shelter was a fortress for military equipment and munitions. Now privately owned, this 76-acre above and below ground hardened facility is capable of withstanding a substantial close-range nuclear blast, a direct airliner crash, biological and chemical agents, massive shock waves, earthquakes, electromagnetic pulses, and virtually any armed attack. This irreplaceable complex is now being retasked as Vivos Europa One, becoming the world's largest and most fortified underground shelter for long-term, uncompromising protection of high-net-worth individuals, their families, their most precious assets, when no other above-ground solution will suffice. The complex includes over 21,000 square meters of secured blast-proof living area, and an additional 4,079 square meters of above-ground offices, apartments, warehouse buildings, and its own train depot. Collectively, there are over 5 kilometers, that's 3.1 miles, of continuous tunnel chambers.
That's quite big.
This is something I could go on and on about, but I won't. If you're interested in reading more, see my previous article about super yacht getaway subs and luxury bomb shelters. The elite are the most paranoid preppers of all. As I was preparing this article, I remembered something that Zero Hedge just reported that I think relates to the subject. It turns out the, quote, smart money has been net sellers of U.S. stock for 11 weeks in a row now. Last week, during the S&P 500, last week, during which the S&P 500 was down 1.2%, clients were net sellers of U.S. equities for the 11th consecutive week. But all three client groups, hedge funds, institutional clients, and private clients, remained net sellers. They're not buying stocks right now. They're selling them. Don't they realize that the stock market's been going up? Could it be possible that they have information the rest of us do not? Most people have absolutely no idea how vulnerable our society truly is, or how very easy it would be to plunge the general population into a state of utter chaos. Everywhere you turn, our world is becoming increasingly unstable. Economic collapse has already gripped some areas of the planet. There is tremendous geopolitical instability in the Middle East. Islamic terror is on the rise. There have been outbursts of civil unrest all around the world. And just this week, we've seen a series of very alarming earthquakes and volcanic eruptions. The bank haircut thing. The first time we saw this was in Cyprus, then Greece, and now most recently this week in Austria. 54% clip of value from people who had money in there. So, there you go.
I haven't heard anything on the news about Austria.
Oh, really? No, you're not going to hear that on the news.
No. Maybe the Leave campaign should, get onto that one.
The what?
The Brexit. Because if they're going to just start doing that to all EU, with EU states, it'll eventually come around. Well, but they suppose they're doing it over here anyway, really. But then this is where the rich people are going, going to tax havens and underground bunkers. That underground bunker just sounds like a big tomb.
Quite possible.
Millionaires always move on so they don't get...
They're like locusts.
They move in, feed, then move on, and then move back when it sort of things. So I don't think that's nothing new.
And I kind of feel
But only perhaps the mass number of them within 1 year relocating out of specific areas.
The fact they're bringing attention to it in the newspapers smacks of...
All this sort of
wanting people.
A lot of the radio ads over here at the moment that I've been subjected to are talking about cashless society, talking about cashless worlds and cashless sort of. And with your card or your credit card, you once upon a time you swiped it and signed it in your pocket, and then it went to chip and pin, which you punched a security number under. Now all you do is wave over the top of said machine.
Everyone's doing it.
And it bleeps. And do you know what? It's actually getting to the point. It happened to me the other day that I put my card towards the thing and it bleeped. So I must have been on there.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a story here that ties into that. Japan's plans to test fingerprints as currency, right? So beginning this summer, the Japanese government will test a system in which foreign tourists will be able to use their fingerprints to make purchases. The government hopes to increase the numbers of foreign tourists using the system to prevent crime and relieve users of the necessity of carrying cash and credit cards.
They can just have their fingers chopped off instead.
Exactly. I was thinking.
Who needs a wallet? You can grab your fingers.
It aims to realise the system by 2020 Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics. The experiment will have inbound tourists register their fingerprints and other data, such as credit card information, at airports and elsewhere. So just give us all your details.
What about the Paralympians that don't have any hands or arms? What are they going to do?
The thumbprint. The footprint.
Stumpprint.
Tourists will be able...
It's terrible.
Tourists will be able to conduct tax exemption procedures and make purchases after verifying their identity by placing two fingers on special devices installed at stores.
Yeah, I know what I do with my two fingers. But isn't it lucky, though, that the kids at school now are having to give their fingerprints to for ID to pay for their dinners? Yep. And it won't be any trouble at all for them to go to Japan, will it?
They'll be used to it. They'll be used to
it. Yeah, they'll be used to it.
They'll be on the contact list already.
Yeah.
Just
their school will have sent their details over already.
Just giving up their most personal financial details to a foreign government. What's not to love?
Yeah, how could that go wrong?
Yeah, you know, but the kids, they think it's fun.
I was walking through Eastbourne Town Centre the other day, and there was a talk stand, and like one of the guys came up to me and said, have you got the internet at home, sir? I said, yes, thanks, and no thanks. You're not very good with people's personal details, are you?
Okay, exactly. Kindly explain, what is a tuk-tuk stand?
No, talk. They're an internet, service provider who recently, they got hacked by a 15-year-old Scottish kid. A lot of people's personal financial details, addresses, and money taken out of their accounts and things.
Well, they said it was a 15-year-old kid. he got the blame.
Don't worry, we put him on the naughty step.
Yeah.
We've sent him to Guantanamo.
No, we've sent him to Central HQ, where we're going to train him to teach our boys what to do.
We gave him a suit, a haircut, and a job. God damn it!
Yeah.
Good kid. We can use
it. Oh, heard a good joke. This.
Yep, go for it.
Came across a funny joke. Y'all might appreciate. We'll do it quickly. Once upon a time, an Englishman, a Scotsman, and a Welshman came across a bottle with a genie in it. Genie comes out, says, I'll give you each a wish. Scotsman says, I want my country to be filled with sheep and lovely fields for them to graze. Boop. Genie took care. Englishman says, I want a wall built around my country where nothing can get in and nothing can get out. Boop! Genie made it so. Welshman says, now fill that with water. There we go. See, now both of our Welsh listeners will enjoy that very much.
They will. They probably wish they were in the bit with all the sheep, though.
But they ain't lucky enough to be Scots. Oh, wait, sorry, I did. Well, yeah. That what you actually meant just came right after those words started coming out.
Yes. I'm sure that the Welsh.
We got a music break today?
Give me a tune. I'll see if it's there. In the cloud.
Well, Steve, what's topical and
we could play the
associated.
We could play the Blake 7 theme as Gareth Thomas died earlier this week.
dear.
No clue what that is.
That'll be quite boring. It's quite a boring piece of music, isn't it,
yep.
really?
Yep, and it's not there.
Then by the Steve Miller Band.
Steve... What, like the Joker or something?
He went to the Hall of Fame and that, didn't he?
Yeah. Abracadabra, Fly Like an Eagle. That's a good one, isn't it?
Fly Like an Eagle. I like that one.
Yeah. Okay, see you on the other side.
Play this for... What? It's 600 today.
It's just loading.
Slipping into the future.